good pick, Eric. I like that. Okay. So.
It could be fun. Sorry,
but. I was going to say, if that was your first hockey game, that was a pretty darn good one to go to, I'll tell you that. That was an exciting game.
You fall into a 2-0 hole right away. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like it was just a matter of when and not if you guys kind of rallied? You still kind of controlled the first period.
I don't know. The game was so early at that point, and I thought we kind of gave them both goals. I think the first one we put in our own net. Second one, unfortunate turnover by Nesty, who ultimately had a really strong game after that. But there's lots of time. You're in your home building. One of the staples of our team that's really where we've grown since I've been here is, just the calm on the bench. You've seen this before. This happens in games. But they were a resilient group. We make it 2-1, and then they come right back. Another one, I think we put that one in our net too. But we felt like we were playing good. Like we were playing well. And we were just, if we just kept going, we just had to keep pushing. And they did. And then special teams took over after that. Power play was outstanding. And then we got the big kill at the end when we needed it.
Do you feel when your guys start skating sort of the way they did as that game went on? Can you just feel momentum building in those situations?
Well, we got a big boost from our crowd. I thought that had a playoff game atmosphere in it, and you could just, the crowd was getting into it, and our guys could feel the energy. It's opening night, and I'm not so sure game 52 has that kind of energy in it with just because the players are all beat up by then. But both teams battled hard. There were good scoring chances both ways. I just thought as that game went on, we were getting stronger. We were feeling, we had a little mojo going, and then the guys do what they do. They made some big time skill plays, scored some nice goals.
John, you mentioned the power play. How much of a difference can Drew and be on that side wall there? And you did make changes with the power play overall, other than tight ends.
Well, that's, we found, we've talked to Joe quite a bit, you look and see where he's comfortable, and in that, that power play unit kind of goes through him. He and Cooch can interchange both sides and work it. His vision, the game slowed down for Joe now. And you just look at that pass. He was on the opposite side when he made that pass to Kalorn at the end. But the kid's got a wonderful vision on the ice. And he competed hard. I thought he had a heck of a game tonight. But that's when you got two units you can roll out there and they're both dangerous. It's pretty potent because now, sometimes your team has just one big unit and they kind of go to a second unit. I feel both, regardless who we throw out, they're a pretty dangerous group.
Coop, did you see that Palat hit on while
I did.
He had his head down? Did you think that there was?
No, I thought it was good, strong hockey play hit. It was. That's what he does. I mean, Palat doesn't cheat the game. That was a heck of a hit.
Any quick thoughts on Brain Point's NHL debut?
You look at just the sign of things to come. His speed was evident. And then he had that little dipsy do on, I forget the defenseman he did it on, but he hunts pucks. He competes really hard. We talked about it earlier. Don't ever lose that competitive advantage because he has that. And kid's got a bright future.
Good. Thank you.